arriving at Romans chapter 15, working our way through Romans, almost to chapter 16, which will come in the future, and then we'll have to move on from Romans. Won't that be something? So this is the first of four sessions. This one covers verses 1 through 7 of Romans 15, and it's entitled, Not Self, But Others. Not Self, But Others. So let's read the passage, starting with chapter 15, verse 1. We who are strong have an obligation to bear with the failings of the weak, and not to please ourselves. Let each of us please his neighbor for his good to build him up. For God did not please himself, but as it is written, the reproaches of those who reproached you fell on me. For whatever was written in former days was written for our instruction, that through endurance and through encouragement of the scriptures we might have hope. May the God of endurance and encouragement grant you to live in such harmony with one another in accord with Jesus Christ, that together you may with one voice glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, welcome one another as Christ has welcomed you for the glory of God. Now, this section of Paul's letter to the church in Rome tells them and us how we should conduct ourselves with other brothers and sisters within the body of Christ. Verse 1 directs us to think of others before or more important than ourselves in a very specific way. Those of us who are stronger, more mature, more experienced in the faith are not only directed to help those newer in their walk with the Lord, but we are directed to bear their shortcomings with and for them. This is not some sort of a passive self-righteousness tolerance of them. It's a sincere willingness to seek to support them, build them up, despite their difficulty. This is especially true and extremely difficult when a brother or sister is found in open sin. These are, quote, the failings of the weak, unquote, mentioned in verse 2. Rather than to be stoically judgmental, we come alongside, we put the arm around such people, we point them to Christ's forgiveness and give them hope. Thus, we are not pleasing ourselves, but we are pleasing a brother or sister and building them up with encouragement. I don't often dig into the root meaning of words in the Greek in these sessions, but here in verse 2, I think it's necessary. We are told not to please ourselves, but to please others in the body of Christ. The root word translated please in the Greek carries the meaning of to please in the sense of to be pleasing to others. Let me say that again. It carries the meaning of to please in the sense of be pleasing to others. It does not point to ourselves. Let's admit it, we don't need any more encouragement to think well of ourselves, to please ourselves. We do too much of that already, right? Now, the word indicates that our responsibility as more mature believers is to think well of others, to wish the best for others, even when we find them personally challenging. Others are pleased in the sense of the Greek when they are built up by you. They can relax in the experience of your benevolent support and likewise in the love and favor of God. Okay, it might be wise to move on to verse 3 before we run out of time. Guess what? Verse 3 and 4 give us an example of the admonition to support our Christian neighbors in the example of Christ himself. Yes, Christ expects nothing of us that he has not done himself. He starts with a quote from Scripture. Psalm 69:9 says, the reproach of those who reproached you fell on me. Christ was not interested in promoting his own position, goodness, or reputation. He was not pleasing himself. Rather, he was willing to take all the slander, insults, and hatred against God the Father upon himself. God sent his Son to reveal his nature, perfect love, and perfect justice to mankind. As we know, in Jesus' day and now, God's offer to man is misunderstood, rejected, resented, and hated. And we know this hatred of a God who pointed out man's sin led to the execution of Christ, the horrible execution of a common criminal in your place and for your benefit. This was all predicted in many Old Testament passages and in the verse in Psalm 69 we are considering. All this truth was written for our benefit, for your benefit, and restated by Paul here in Romans 15 to emphasize our requirement to endure with patience as he did, and to be encouraged in the faith as we encourage one another. The purpose of Christian unity is to glorify God and welcome others as he welcomes us. So, Father, as we desire to obey and follow you and please you, we're not pleasing ourselves. We're giving an opportunity to encourage and give hope to those that are around us, that the consequence would be unity in the body of believers and an attractiveness that draws other people to church and to worship together. And for this, we thank you. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.